You're listening to the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill, broadcasting live from the ACC Media Days. Here's Theo Dorsey.
And we are back from ACC kickoff, or ACC Media Days, whatever you want to call it. It's now a three-day event, which means we get to spread all around. We got Clemson on day three. They were the headliners. Day one headliners were those Miami Hurricanes. You just heard the interviews from Mario Cristobal and from Tyler Van Dyke. Well, day two was headlined by none other than the Florida State Seminoles. They have been on the rise. They've got a Heisman hopeful and Benjamin alum Jordan Travis, fourth shortest odds to win the Heisman this year. We'll see how all of that pans out for him and the Noles. But first up, our interview with Mike Norvell, one of the classiest coaches of the ACC. We talked last year about how confident you were in this bunch when the rest of the nation kind of wasn't paying attention. Now all the eyes are on the Florida State program here as we look to shift into a new ACC with no divisions and a better conference championship and all of this hype around the ACC and these Florida State Seminoles. For you, how do you kind of handle the more eyeballs this year, and how do you also help Jordan Travis and the rest of the bunch handle the attention Florida State's getting as everybody's talking about how y'all are back?
Yeah, I mean, it's still coming. Down to us, and you know, the process that's necessary to improve, to get better. I love coaching this team. I love the guys that I get to show up with every day, and you're seeing them work to be the best version of themselves. And you know, the outside expectations, you know, we didn't let that define us a year ago, and you know, this year it's still about the internal expectations. And I've got a lot of confidence in this team and who they are, what they can do, but you know, it still takes the work to pour into it and the response to the situations we're going to find ourselves in.
And Coach, we're on Ken LaVica Live. We got Ken LaVica and Stone LeBanowitz back in the studio, and Ken's got something for you here from ESPN West Palm.
Coach, we're in West Palm, and hey, congratulations on all the expectations this year set forth by last year. You're as even keeled as they come, but I refuse to believe that Mike Norvell doesn't have anxieties at points. Let me pose this to you. More anxiety for Mike Norvell: A, fielding a team in your first year as a head coach with basically no offseason; B, rallying a team after an 0-4 start, including a home loss to Jacksonville State; or C, going into a season with a Heisman favorite at quarterback and college football playoff aspirations? Which one is more anxiety-inducing for Mike Norvell?
You know, I love it all. I mean, to be honest with you, it's you're all different places, and you know, all things that you're going to have to go through, and it's just, you know, that's what makes coaching, you know, special, and all of those provide anxiety, and you know, all of those, you know, provide an opportunity, and that's where you know, some of those earlier situations, you know, you're not excited about you know, having to go, you right. know, to go through it. It's not all things that you necessarily would say, hey, sign me up for, to have to go through this challenge. Just, but when you have to, when you get to go through them, you get to provide an example, and that's what this team is needed. And you know, now as we come into this year, there is a lot more of the outside noise, you know, speaking positively about our team and the program, which it should. I mean, you're at Florida State. We have a great program, great expectations. I mean, but it's not outside driven. It has to be internal, and that's where you know, it all matters. And so, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity I've had to live through those earlier situations and to kind of make it through those. And you know, we're looking forward to what the challenges arise you know, here with the season that's ahead.
Coach, apparently we're on drip watch. It's making the rounds, your tie that you're sporting, the Bobby Bowden. Just take us through the thought process and this morning getting ready and why you put that tie on.
You know, Coach Bowden was a special person for this program, and you know, just what he was able to establish, what he was able to do, and you know, the values of what he lived by. And you know, there's a tremendous responsibility that I have, you know, leading this program, but you know, also what we represent. And you know, we have our Bowden Society. You know, is there something that was established by our boosters, and you know, something that you know, obviously I take a great deal of pride of being a part of that. And you know, obviously, you know, representing Coach Bowden and the job that I have, and making sure that that we're pushing to be the best that we can all be, you know, a part of this Florida State program.
Speaking of, and we got Coach Mike Norvell, FSU head coach, here at ACC kickoff day two. Being the best you can be, we're going to find out a lot about this program through the first 4 weeks. I know you're focused on just week one, but how important is it to get a good gauge on what you have, especially when a lot of teams are scheduling these non-conference slates that are, you know, a bunch of, you know, cupcake schedules, if you will.
Well, I mean, you know, you come to Florida State, you're going to play the best. And that's one of the things that that we aspire to be. And, you know, so you got to go through those experiences. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, kicking off versus defending SEC West champions, a team that we played a year ago. And, you know, we're excited about, you know, being able to take a step to see where this 23 team is going to where we're going to go. And, you know, we're to be on that stage, to have that spotlight. I mean, that's what these kids, you know, what we all desire. And you know, we get to go prepare and get ready for the game.
Two-part question here, Coach. Arthur Smith of the Atlanta Falcons sporting just a hideous, awful mustache to start training camp today. I asked Jordan Travis. He said, yeah, I think Coach could pull off a mustache. I know you've dabbled in facial hair previously, more of the goatee kind. Would you ever pull off a mustache? Would you at least give it a shot? And then B, between Jordan Travis and Keem Dent, is it safe to say that Palm Beach County is the key to Florida State success?
Well, I will say that the mustache, you will not see that. The goatee was good for me for many years, and then the gray hair has taken over. So I only sport that on vacation. But no, it is. And then, you know, obviously Palm Beach County is you know, special for our program, and you know, in the guys that we have on our roster, the guys that we continue to recruit to bring to it, and you know, definitely, you know, excited about the success that those two. Yeah, those individuals have had, and you know, definitely fired up for what the future holds.
And Stone, it's the last one because I'm getting the death stare from his PR guy. What you got, Stone?
The death stare. All right, let's keep it homegrown and let's stick to Jordan Travis. I'm sure you've been peppered with questions in regards to him all morning long. But seriously, though, I think we've become well aware of what he can do on the field. But speak to the type of kid he is off the field and what he means to your guys' football team.
And I think that is his greatest quality. And we all see that on the field, but, you know, who he is, his humility, you know, the way that he cares about his teammates, cares about this program, and the work that he's willing to invest in all of those, that's what makes him special. And, you know, he's one of the best football players in the entire country. And, you know, I'm grateful for the person, you know, more than just the player.
That's perfect. Mike Norvell, Dapper Dan here at ACC Kickoff, looking sharp. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the season, and thanks for joining us, man.
Appreciate you having me on, and go Noles.
That was Norvell. Here's the man that kind of had all the attention, the cameras, and the media all over him during day two of ACC Kickoff. Jordan Travis, who didn't start his career with Florida State, but he's gotten there. He stuck through it. He didn't switch off of the quarterback position, and he actually talked to us about this. This interview actually happened live on Ken Levicka Live. Jordan Travis talked to us about how he considered even switching positions, but it was Mike Norvell and his coaching staff that held him down and now has him not just potentially going to be a big-time showstopper on Saturdays, but potentially going to be playing on Sundays as well. Here's Jordan Travis, Benjamin alum and Florida State quarterback. The bell of the ball here for day two of ACC Kickoff. Quarterback FSU, Benjamin alum, and also a Heisman favorite in the preseason. Jordan, we spoke last year here at ACC Kickoff, the same event, same scene, but a different feeling around FSU. You guys had a confidence about you guys, you know, here in Charlotte last year that I can feel and sense when I talk to you in Norvell. It panned out with a 10-win season, and now you guys are one of the ACC favorites. What's the aura like around FSU and the Seminoles now after what you guys went out and proved what you knew you could do last year?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm blessed to be here and see you again, man. But, yeah, it's really special. The feeling around the locker room, the feeling around the university is really special, and it's way different than last year, which is crazy because last year it felt going into the season like it was special, man, but this feeling this year, the work ethic that we have as a football team and the family and the culture that we have is second to none. I mean, I walk into the locker room every single day with a smile on my face, happy to see my teammates, man, and I just saw them yesterday. So it's really special.
We got Ken Levicka and Stone Labanowitz back in the studio here on Ken Levicka Live. I know Ken has a question for you, a guy that watched you and covered you a little bit in high school when you were at Benjamin. What's up, Ken?
Jordan, you make me feel so old, man. I know. I saw you play in eighth grade. I saw you play at Benjamin. I'm getting older. You're getting better. Now you're sitting here as a high favorite, but let me post this to you. We talked about 4th and 14 last year with you. A better feeling for Jordan Travis, Florida State quarterback. fourth and 14 and a win over Miami, or 45-3 and a win over Miami on their home field? What do you take, and what felt better?
I'll take both of them. Just beating Miami is is my dream come true, and that's all I care about is winning the game. I don't care how we do it. I don't care if I go for throw for 5 yards and we win the game by one. That's all I care about. I mean, if I had to pick one just to give you an answer, man, I'm going to say 45-3.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Doing that after they beat us pretty bad a couple of years ago, and I remember it like the back of my hand, and I made a bad play, and that play still haunts me till today. But yeah, 45-3 in that same stadium felt really good, man.
Yeah, feels a lot better to be able to joke around on the sideline a little bit in the fourth quarter than being in it in the fourth quarter. That's I'm glad you gave me 45-3. I'd be the same way. I'd be the exact same way,
yes,
Stone.
JT, what's going on, man? Theo kind of hinted at it, right? I know you've heard all the Heisman chatter, and I think all of us back home are excited to see what you can do for that campaign, but have you been reached out to by guys like Jameis Winston, Chris Wanky, Charlie Ward in regards to how to handle yourself when you have Heisman expectations?
Honestly, no, I've not spoke to him about that. I feel like, I mean, I communicate with Jameis and Charlie, and I've talked to Chris Wanky before. I think they know what type of person I am. Never get too high, man. I'm always the same person every single day. The hype can't break me, man, or change me. I know where I came from, like always. I mean, I've been down in the dumps before, pretty bad, where people were probably saying I was probably the worst quarterback in the ACC. So I'm not really worried about what people say. It's about this football team and winning football games. That's all I care about.
Sitting here with Jordan Travis at ACC kickoff day two, quarterback Florida State Seminoles, Benjamin alum. You didn't start your college career at Florida State. Obviously, you started at Louisville, and you've had this journey, you know, through different coaching staffs, through different offensive coordinators, and people pouring belief into you. And now you're sitting here. What do you look back to in that journey? Because obviously, you started playing college football, what, 2018, 2019? What do you look back to in that journey? What was one moment, one conversation that really changed everything for you now? Because like you said, there was a moment where people didn't have that same confidence you had in yourself,
yeah.
And now everybody in the nation believes you're a guy.
I feel like when Coach Dillingham and Coach Norvell came to Florida State, that was kind of the turning point for me. I mean, I had coaches that believed in me. Sometimes that's all you need, man, is just someone to tell you that they believe in you and that you're a quarterback. I wanted to change positions at some point in my career, and I asked them when they first got there if I could, and they shot it down right away. And ever since then, I've had so much respect for them because they've pushed me to the player and man I am today, and I'm grateful. Missouri.
Jordan, what were the conversations that led you to return this year? What were you told? What was your sense? Because I thought after watching you guys beat Oklahoma, you were going to declare for the draft. I thought that Jordan Travis was going to the league. You beat this year's number two overall pick in the NFL draft in Anthony Richardson last year. What had you coming back to Florida State this season?
I always talk about unfinished business, man. I came to Florida State for something better than what we have gotten in the past. I want to win a lot of football games, win every single football game I play this year. That is the goal of this team. I mean, I just felt like it was right to come back. I mean, seeing all the other guys come back, I mean, I felt like it was a no-brainer at all. I didn't even question it at all. I mean, come back and help this football team, help Coach Norvell, help this university get back to where they belong. Yeah, and I'm excited, and I can't wait.
Travis, let's speaking of coming back, let's talk about Johnny Wilson. Obviously, your go-to guy, and I think a household name in the ACC, let alone the country at this point. Just talk a little bit about Johnny and what he means to this football team.
Yeah, Johnny means everything. When you have a 6'7 receiver that can move pretty fast and is kind of like a cheat code. It's like a creative player on Madden. But we get to experience and play with him every day. I mean, it makes my job a lot easier when you could just throw the ball up in the air and have a guy like that go get it. I mean, it's a blessing from the man upstairs, and I'm very grateful to have Johnny on this team. And just his personality is one thing, man. I'm so grateful just to be around him every day. He brings a smile to my face, brings a smile to everyone else's face on the team. Yeah, we're grateful to have him.
And last one here for Jordan Travis here, quarterback Florida State Seminoles here at ACC Kickoff Day 2. You've had so many huge plays last year that stood out. You had 31 total touchdowns, over 3,000 yards through the air. I always see the highlight that sticks out the most, the rushing touchdown you had against the Gators. I know you've seen that in film time over time. What play outside of that one where you escaped like three sacks to score a touchdown pops out to you as one of those things that not only is going to be on display this year, but then also the NFL scouts are going to be looking at, because I'm sure after this year with Florida State, you're looking to go play on Sundays.
Yeah, I think it is one of my favorite plays. I always say this is like the type of player I am. We fumbled the ball against Georgia Tech. We fumbled the ball on the goal line. We weren't running a wildcat, and I was out at receiver on the opposite side of the field, and probably the 3-yard line. And guy picks up the ball and takes off. And I gave everything I had to go make that play. Just shows that I'll do whatever I can for this football team to help them win, and it just shows the effort. So yeah, I'll probably say that play.
Jordan, real quick before
you
go.
Don't hurt yourself making tackles.
Yes, sir.
Real quick before you go, Jordan, I just wanted to ask you, Mike Norvell with a mustache, how do you think that would look? Do you think he can sport that? Do you think he can make it work?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Okay.
I would say yeah. Just save the conversation with him, but y'all just say yeah.
All right. Good.
We'll play that back for him.
You're on the record. Perfect. That's all I needed, Jordan. Excellent. Congrats, yes, man. And yes, looking forward to a great season for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice to talk to y'all.
Appreciate the time, Doc.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep.